This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
Yeah! This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Streaming online, ratpacksports.com. Also, the Rat Pack Radio, WRPR app. We're in the building another week. We're going to bring it to you like we do every week, man. The best is, and hey, I'll say it, sports talk and entertainment, because, hey, this is what we do every week. And we're going to have a good show tonight as well. You can find us on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show, the group and the like page. You can find us on Podbean, ratpacksportsshow.podbean.com. You can also find us on iHeart, you can find us on Spotify, you can find us on a multitude of outlets, Spreaker. We are doing a live stream tonight also as well for Bucks Life. And, you know, we're going to, same format we always do, man, every week. No different, just a new way of us communicating out to the listeners and, you know, enjoying the show. And we'll talk a lot of different things. We'll talk, as we do every week, we'll get into wrestling. We'll talk a little bit of basketball as well, because that's what we like to do. We like to kind of talk a little bit of basketball. So we'll get into a whole bunch of things. And because we're on Butts Life right now, streaming live, we'll also get into some NFL Bucks talk. We should have Boss Hog, Sean Naylor on the line with us, you know, at about 10-ish, 10:30-ish. We're going to have Nicholas Lane, Rat Pack Sports Show, NBA Insider on with us, talking a little bit of NBA. And until then, we should have Mr. William Graves, possibly left field correspondent Carlton Cook, And we got some questions already here on the chat. So let's go ahead and start. I know these are a little bit kind of like funny messages here, but let's go ahead and we got a Facebook user. We're just going to throw this out there. I don't have a name, so we're just going to throw that out. Facebook user, who wins head-to-head between 93 FSU football team? Who wins head-to-head between 93 FSU football team or 2013? You mean a 93 FSU football team and against the 2013 team? I'm not betting anything against that 93 squad. I'm not betting anything against that 93 squad. At the time, I was a huge Florida State fan. Grew up a big time Florida State fan, and I was a fan all the way up until, you know, South Florida Bulls came upon, and then I became a South Florida Bulls fan, attended the school. So that's my team. I still watch FSU, but I cannot any longer say that I'm a huge FSU fan. I watch them, but I watch more USF football. But on the 93 team, you can't – if you're talking about Charlie Ward at quarterback and some of those guys Amp Lee, Derrick Brooks, freshman Warwick Dunn. What's the cornerback? Corey Sawyer was one of the cornerbacks. William Floyd, I want to say William Floyd might have been on that team. Yeah. I could go back a little bit. But, yeah, the user says, I mean, I wish I could see the names, but for some reason I can't see the names. But let me see what's going on. I'll get to it later, but I guess in order for me to see the names, you have to connect your Facebook page to the Restream page. So as you guys ask questions, just type your name so I can know who's commenting. I already see somebody commenting in here talking about the Miami Dolphins, so I might know who that person is. We're not gonna talk about the Dolphins, but I will say they did some things, and then they, you know, went 5 steps backwards, 10 steps forward, 5 steps backwards with bringing in Hill and then turning around and getting rid of Parker. So I don't understand that. I guess that's, you know, a way they do things down there in Miami. They've been backwards for a very long time. So they still looking for a quarterback. Dan Marino retired a long time ago. So, other user says FSU has been some for 5+ years now. They've been terrible. You know, FSU has made some really bad moves at the quarterback position. They've made some moves, questionable moves as the head coach. I go out right now and say that they probably messed up by not giving Deion Sanders an opportunity at Florida State. I'll go on record and say that. A guy that has that kind of stature, that kind of name behind him, and NFL Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it at his position, and the guy wanted the job. He wanted the job. And at that point, if I'm an alumnus or anybody in the administration up there at FSU, I'm making a call to Deion Sanders. And we're getting him on the phone. And we're gonna talk some things out because you just got to. You can't do that. And they allowed Deion to get away. And now you see what he's doing up there, where he's at. Big things. Turn the program around. Really good. And FSU is kind of, been in the dumpsters. So that is how it is right there with them. So tough situation. And we'll see if they can come out of it. I'm not making any bets. Definitely not making any bets. I don't think, I don't think FSU is up for the task right now. They got to do a major facelift with that organization. So, it is what it is with that. But let's go. I got some things I want to get into. As well, we're on Bucks Report. Bucks Life News. I was on there a while back doing some live shows, but we're on Bucks Life. And so if any of you Bucks Life people come on, you got questions, make sure you type them in, man. I can see everything here on the screen. So just make sure ask the question that you want, and we'll I'll try my best to answer. Sometimes I get in a little groove, I get in a little rant, and when I get in my rant, I could go on for a little minute. So, again, I want to remind the listeners, if you want your name to be shown, you're going to have to connect your Facebook to Restream so I can see your name and your profile picture. So I can send, this is how you guys do it. So I'm a send this here in the chat. And you guys can do it as you wish. So let's see. Who shows your name? I guess I got to do all this stuff. So I thought I'd done this before, but we're going to go back and see. It says back to Facebook. I don't want to go back to Facebook, bro. Really? All right, so we'll see how it goes. I didn't want to go back to Facebook, but we'll see how it goes. Just, I'll put this link in the chat. You guys can click this link and connect your Facebook with that link right there. So just tap on that link or copy it. Paste it. I don't know exactly, how to do that, but you see the link there. Copy that link, hit that link, and that is the link that will get you your name shown. That is the link that'll get your name shown. So, again, we're going to have William Graves on. He's going to be joining us here soon. And also, he will be with us for the duration. We're going to have Nicholas Lane, talking with us on some you know, NBA. And when he comes in with that, we will get him on, and we'll talk some NBA. A lot of NBA news, a lot of NBA going on right now. We're getting close down to the playoffs. You know, anybody that's new, that's watching the stream, we will go all in when we talk NBA. You guys will get a chance to get it in with Nicholas Lane and get his expertise in NBA talk. So until then, we got the Tampa Bay Lightning. We have the Tampa Bay Lightning on the screen. Got some hockey on the screen. And it is 3-2 Washington Capitals. Still in the first period, about a minute left. And hey, go Lightning, right? I mean, we're down the stretch now, getting close to the end of the season. And this is the time where we need to start playing some real good hockey. We're trying to go for that three-peat. Trying to go for that three-peat. Look, if we don't get it, I'm not mad about it. I don't have any problems if we don't go for the three. If we don't get three-peat, I can't be greedy. We've already, you know, after some years, we've already been, look at this, Facebook user, Miami Dolphins. I know who this is. I'm not going to put him out there, but I know who this is. Again, here goes a link for everybody. If you want your name to show up in the chat, you have to connect. You restream to your Facebook page, and I'll be able to see your chat see your name as you type it in. So here we go there. We got a couple of viewers here, one on Bucks Life. So I want to, you know, welcome everybody that's listening and watching over on Bucks Life. You can also listen to us on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. If you have Android, you can download the app. It's not on Apple. So if you're on Apple, just download the TuneIn app and you can listen to us through there, Rat Pack Sports Show, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. So we'll be here every week, man. Just, you know, I'm just kind of like rambling on right now. But we'll get into some stuff. We're going to get into some stuff right now. So I'd like to go to my source, my source pages here. And, yeah, so let me ask you guys, man, how many of you guys watch wrestling? How many of you guys watch WWE or AEW? I'm an AEW guy. Can't get into WWE anymore. I don't really dig it like I did before. They're not really, you know, growing the sport as per what I would say from a wrestling standpoint. They're not really growing the sport. And, you know, I enjoy seeing, you know, the Brock Lesnar's and the Goldbergs, you know, way back then. But those guys are old. We got to get in some, you know, new blood, and they don't have it. So, and you see that that is a Buccaneer sticker. I am po broke, so if anybody want to hook me up, just get me a mug, an actual Buck mug, that I don't have to, you know, put a sticker on. That'll be well and appreciate it. So, but yeah, so, you know, I don't get into WWE as much. I know they just had WrestleMania, And I actually was going to tune in, you know, and check it out a little bit. But, and I do have Peacock, by the way, but I still didn't get into it, still didn't download it. So, you know, it's just one of them things where I just think they're old and watered down. You know, we're still living on the past. Now, I'm a huge Sting fan. And being a huge Sting fan, I pretty much watch wrestling when Sting is in the ring. But I like the guys that they have in AEW. They got some young juice there, and they just, you know, bought out, I think it was Ring of Honor. So got in the Ring of Honor a little bit, and I like, you know, what they're starting to do with integrating some of those wrestlers into the AEW program. But still, you know, keeping Ring of Honor going independently, which is something that I thought, you know, Vince McMahon probably should have done when he purchased WCW way back in the early 2000s and didn't do nothing with it, but pretty much shut the company down and, you know, treated all the other wrestlers like, you know, hot garbage. So, they, you know, that's where I'm at with that, man. I don't really, you know, I hold a lot of ill will towards Vince McMahon for doing what he did to my guys from WCW. Just did him dirty. He did him dirty, man. And I don't like it. So ever since then, I pretty much got, you know, just pretty much stopped, you know, watching WWE and really didn't watch a whole lot of wrestling. I watched TNA for a little bit and never really got back into WWE. So now with AEW, you know, they just had WrestleMania. They, you know, Cody Rhodes made an appearance, and I didn't like that part because I thought Cody Rhodes should have stayed over in AEW and kept doing his own thing. But you know, it's money over there, and he wanted to be where the money was at. So, but he also built this powerhouse, you know, AEW. He also, you know, built that powerhouse. So with him building that powerhouse, man, you know, he pretty much, you know, did his work and then said, you know what, I'm going to leave you guys. You're in good hands. And, you know, peace out. And that's what he did. And I was like, yeah, you know, he shouldn't have went back there. I would have been happier with him staying, you know, where he was at. And just continue to grow the brand. But, you know, you can't always have everything the way you want it when it comes down to wrestling. So we're here, man. And, again, appreciate. Look at this. Now, I didn't see this. So I'm listening. I'm watching here. Just checking out the different streams that I'm on. And this thing is actually doing closed caption. I'm looking at a stream from somewhere else, another page, and it's doing auto-generated captions, which is pretty cool. But we don't want captions. I can read clearly. We don't need captions. But appreciate my man Jay for giving me this, you know, platform. I've been in the Bucks Life group for quite a bit now. You know, talked a lot of Bucks. A lot of people, you know, kind of hate me because I'm a little bit too, you know, open about, you know, how I feel about the team, the Buccaneers. And I'm not afraid to be honest about what I'm saying, even if it goes against like half of the people that's posting. I'm not afraid of that. So I'll stand on the rock by myself. Don't have no problem doing that. And it's just the way it is. But you're going to get, how I feel. My, like, true offense. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. If I don't like something, I just say I don't like it. And it is what it is. We can agree to disagree. Some people can hate, they can hate my guts for me, being too open. And I tell, flat out, if a team suck, the team just suck. End of the story. So I'm not afraid to say we're playing bad. I'm not afraid to say even when in the win, pointing out like negatives. That stuff doesn't bother me. You guys, some of you guys that know me and I've been around, you know how I am, and I just call it like I see it. So at the end of the day, if you don't like it, I really don't care. That's just being real. We can head over to our website, ratpacksports.com. We're going through some renovations, but it's been a while since I posted articles or anything there. But the website is there for us. We usually post stories pretty often to Rat Pack Sports, especially during football season. We do fantasy football starts and sits every week with Boss Hall, Sean Naylor. Nicholas Lane is actually getting ready to do a series, a little article he does every year about Anthony Bennett All-Stars. So it's basically the worst contracts in the league, and he does a top five of that every year. He is getting ready to roll that out pretty soon, maybe a few weeks. So can't wait for that. That is something that is very fun, and it's just cool to read. My man Nicholas Lane does extensive work on his his NBA. So as you guys, the new people, as you get ready to, check it all out, and you'll see we got a lot of different personalities. It's just me right now, but we will have William Graves some days, or most days. He'll be calling in here soon. We have Nicholas Lane. He does NBA. Boss Hall, Sean Naylor is our NFL fantasy football guy. And then, we have left field correspondent. Some of you guys in the Bucks Life group may know of him. Left field correspondent, Carlton Cook. And then we have the queen of the Rat Pack. I know Bucks Life members may know her as well, Tara Gilpin. And, she doesn't post as much because she gets a little bit riled up. But that's okay. That's okay. So how we do it here, we usually at the top of the hour, we'll take a little quick break. And I'll play some music. And while we're playing that music, I may keep the live stream going, or I may go dark, doing that. It just all depends. How I feel or what's going on around me. But that's, normally how we do it. And I'll be kind of playing around with this stuff. It's the first time I've went live with the video. And during the football season, we'll be doing more things with the live feature. And get more and more people involved in, what we do, and questions and comments and everything like that. So, if anybody want to call in, we do have a line that people can call in, the Rat Pack Sports Show hotline. That number is 727-565-1585. And you could just, you know, it's easy to find. You come on, you will go live immediately. I am not screening calls, but if you get out of hand, I will hang up on you. That's just the way it is. I'm not, you know, I'm not really trying to deal with people that want to come in and you know, be smart, smart aleck about, you know, what they got going on. So, whatever question you got, I'd be welcome to talk about anything. It could be something completely off topic of what we, you know, have going on here. Maybe something that we're talking about. I'll be happy to answer any questions, even if it's not about something we're talking about and you just want to, ask a question because you had a question about something. Feel free. I don't have no problem, answering any questions. So, again, appreciate everybody that's tuning in, man. Really do. We usually do pretty well. We get a lot of feedback from our podcast downloads. And, if you miss anything, you can always go back to Podbean, ratpacksportsshow.podbean.com. And you could, I'm going to throw a link in there too as well for everybody. Because literally, there's about 8 years worth of downloads on this. So when I'm in a debate or something like that, and somebody wants to say, "Oh, I don't remember you saying that," I could just say, "Oh, you don't remember that?" I'm not gonna search through all this. I give you a general timeline of when I was talking about this, and you could just search it. You know, you can go to the Rat Pack Sports Show, the .podbean.com, and search for it, and you can easily find it. And I'll be happy to reference. But I'm going to throw this in there for you guys. So there you go. That's the Podbean link for Rat Pack Sports Show. You can just go in there, find us there. We're also on Spotify as well. You can download our podcast. Everything that uploads from Podbean goes out to Spotify, goes out to iHeart, goes out to multiple outlets where you could, find us through a third party. And you can find us that way. So I may have, let me see here. So I'm going to let the guys know. Let the guys know I'm going to drop a link in there for them to join the video chat. If they just want to come in with audio, they can easily just call in and we could do it that way as well. So it's not a big deal either way for me. I'm used to just, talking and chatting it up without video. So it's going to take a little bit. Because there's a lot I can do with this video. I could show you guys my screen if we're really getting into a debate about something. I could share my screen and let you guys see exactly what I'm seeing. So let's say we were in a debate and I wanted to say, okay, this is where I'm at. I'm gonna just share my screen real quick. This is one of my websites that I go to when I want, you know, wrestling. This is where I go at. And if you're a wrestling fan, maybe you already know about this, but you can go here as well. So we can share the screen. We don't need to share the system audio, but I can share my screen and you guys can see exactly what I'm seeing now. Where is it? Should I share the entire screen or window, or should I just share the tab? I'm going to just show you guys my entire screen right now. And this is what, that is kind of weird. So this is my screen. And if I want to go to this link here, I could just, bam, do that. And you guys can see, you can see that link. Everything that I'm watching there. So that'll be something that I play around with a little bit. But all these multiple screens, it's, I'm not used to that. So we're going to get out of the screen sharing tab real quick. But a lot of things that I could kind of, you know, experiment with that'll come in handy when I'm in some debates and things of that nature with people. You know, normally I would just give you my opinion and leave it at that, but sometimes I have to go a little bit in depth, and then I'll just go in depth. So, again, we're live on multiple outlets: Rat Pack Sports Show, Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show group, Rat Pack Sports, YouTube. Yeah, find us on YouTube. You can subscribe to us on YouTube, Rat Pack Sports as well. We're actually on Twitch, Rat Pack Sports on Twitch, and Bucks Life, we're there as well. So we're going to keep this thing going. This could be possibly like a three-hour stream. And we're just going to keep this thing going. Like, it's still early in the show. We haven't really got the juices flowing yet. I'm just kind of doing like a little introduction on, you know, how we do things. And me personally, I know we're on Bucks Life, but we're not going to just talk all Bucks. We could talk, you know, Saints. If somebody want to call in and talk Saints, Panthers, Chiefs, as we had before, a man came in talking about the Dolphins. We're not going to talk about them a whole lot, but we will get into them a little bit. We could talk anything, any sports that you want to get into. So there's no problem here on my end. And, you know, I do this for the people. And to have fun and entertain. And when all of us gets on at once, you get left field correspondent, you get William Graves, you get who else? Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor, later in the show. It could get a little fun. It could get a little fun. So I hope, you know, you guys just hang in there and, you know, enjoy the show, because it can get real. So but let's go ahead, because I got a list of things, but I'm gonna jump into some NBA talk real quick. Well, not real quick. I might be here for a little bit. But I'm just saying real quick, because let's get into it. So we're getting down to the playoffs, and I'm sure Nicholas Lane is probably going to be calling in here in about 5 or 10 minutes because he will be coming on to talk NBA as well. But since we're already going to start on it, then I'm just going to get into it, and then we'll just ride the wave once Nicholas Lane, Rat Pack Sports Show, NBA Insider, you know, gets online with us. So, okay, and let's get into the playoff race. So, let's go to the Eastern Conference. You have the Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Philadelphia 76ers, Raptors, Bulls, Cavaliers, which is, you know, to see the Cavaliers in this position, that is a plus. And they didn't need the – I mean, the season's not over, but it's close enough to being over. It's only like 4 or 3 games left in the season. And the Cavaliers are pretty much locked in. Oh, shoot, it might be less than that because this is it. Okay, so Cavaliers are in the 7th spot. Nets, for everything that they went through injury-wise, and then, you know, the whole Kyrie situation, they're in the 8th spot. Hawks and Hornets. And in the West, you got Suns that kind of ran away with it, 63-16, best record in the league. Memphis Grizzlies, who – no matter if Ja Morant is healthy or not, they just continue to win. Golden State, Dallas, Utah, Denver Nuggets. I didn't realize Dallas Mavericks was 19 games over 500, but they are 4th seed. Denver Nuggets, and they don't even have Murray back yet. They're in. Timberwolves, Clippers, Pelicans, Spurs. I want y'all to see my face. I want y'all to see my face. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm smiling a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers, ladies and gentlemen, has been officially eliminated from the playoff race. I've been calling this for a while, and it feels good to see it actually happen. I'm going to just be real. It was so much hype around the Los Angeles Lakers that, and I knew the team wasn't going to be good. You're just trying to do too much. But I knew they weren't going to be good. And they ended up not being that good. And I think the GOAT conversation, folks, we could continue to have the GOAT conversation. But that conversation to me is over with. It is over with, man. It is over with. And I'm going to tell you why it's over with. Because you're LeBron James and you're the self-proclaimed GOAT. You're the GOAT. You call yourself the GOAT. That's what you are. You're the GOAT. Actually, no, he self-proclaimed himself as the king. But now he's saying he's the GOAT. I don't remember anybody at all ever saying – Michael Jordan never called himself the greatest of all time. He never called himself the greatest of all time. Didn't need to. All his peers did that for him. They all did it for him. And at the end of the day, when you're the best, you don't have to call yourself the best. The people, your peers, they call you the best. The people that played against you, the people that watch you, they call you the best. Now, I get in these debates all the time with people, and they say this. Well, LeBron James is the best. Why? And I always ask, why? And he just is. Okay, give me something better than that. Like, give me something better than he just is. I want to know why you feel like he is the GOAT. Name me one thing he does better than MJ. And they really can't give me anything. They just go to stats. He has done this. He has done that. He scored more points. He's a better shooter because he has a better field goal percentage. Well, anybody with common sense, folks, anybody with just that much common sense, no, LeBron James cannot shoot the ball better than Michael Jordan. Anybody. I mean, and the people that's trying to make this point, right, those are the people that they just keep running to the stats. You don't necessarily have to keep running to the stats. You don't. My eye test. You know, this is a lot. When I get in debates with people, and sometimes, you know, people like to run the stats on me. Run them up. Run the stats on me. Well, I don't really get in the, you know, I'll run the stats if I need to, but I can get my point across without the stats because the eye test. Let's go to the video. Eye test. You know, you can kind of maneuver and manipulate stats any way you want to get your point across. You know, LeBron has played a long time, so he's going to be, you know, ahead in, you know, a few different categories. That's just a given. But it doesn't mean he's better. He might be slightly better rebounding. Passing-wise, I've watched, you know, Jordan play a lot of games, and you can't tell me, like, MJ wasn't a good passer. I'll just point you in the direction of this mixtape that they have on YouTube of MJ. For any LeBron James fan, I'll point you in that direction. And once I point you in that direction, then you'll find out real fast that MJ is indeed the GOAT. Greatest of all time. You know, the first time I ever heard the GOAT was LL Cool J. He made a song called G-O-A-T. GOAT. Greatest of all time. And it was a pretty good track. And then ever since then, everybody been saying GOAT. Current GOAT. So that is that. So we're going to have Nicholas Lane. You know, he's going to be on with us soon. I just got a text message from him. And, oh, boy. Okay. So we got an appearance here. I'm not even sure if he is live yet. I'm not going to put them on. I'm not going to add them to the stream yet because I want to make sure my man is live. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to add him to the stream. So let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, he is on probably just audio because all I can see is the just the little icon. So I won't go. I'm gonna dip him off of this live. Actually, I can't because I didn't. If I minimize it, so he's just gonna be. Let me. Oh, he's already got his name in here, ladies and gentlemen. Left field correspondent, Carlton Cook. What's going on, brother? He's having some connection problems right now, so let's make sure we can get him on here and get his audio right. Left field, can you hear me, brother? I don't think he's on yet, so yeah, he's not on yet. So my guys that joined the show, you will be joining a live stream. So make sure you got a good connection. I don't know if William Gregg's going to make it. Left field correspondent, brother, if you hear me, I can't hear you. So I don't even know if you're trying to talk. If the video connection is a little down, call the Skype line. And ladies and gentlemen, you can call the Skype line as well, 727-565-1585. And we could get you on that way as well. We don't discriminate. We try to get everybody on. And that's how we, you know, do things here. So we got left field correspondent on. Maybe he's not ready to talk yet. So we'll just wait for him to come on and see if he's ready to talk. So until then, I'm going to keep rambling on and jumping into my NBA skirmish that I was going on and about the Lakers. So Lakers are not in. And I thought something went on. I'm in a couple different groups on Facebook, basketball groups. And, you know, looking at some posts that was made and people were like laughing and clowning the Lakers. And I was like, What is going on here? Well, they were clowning the Lakers because now that they're no longer in the playoffs, guess who's not going to dress? You know, I get my ankle hurt. You guessed it. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, what is this all about? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got him on the line with us now. I hope everybody on the stream itself can hear him as well. So we're going to bring him in, Rat Pack Sports Show, NBA insider, Mr. Nicholas Lane. What's going on, brother?
Good evening. Happy Wednesday. Happy first day of softball in about an hour and a half, and season ends Sunday. We got the Anthony Bennett All-Star team coming up, and just like we called it right after the All-Star break, we didn't have to talk about the Lakers, and we knew it. Their season was done for, and it officially was over yesterday.
Yeah, and so it feels good. I told you, you know, a couple weeks ago we was kind of discussing it. I told you a couple weeks ago, man, that this is all I really wanted to see happen was the Lakers not make it. And people could call me a hater, you know what? So I could be a hater. Because everybody just assumed that they were going all the way and they were going back. You know, they picked up Russell Westbrook and, you know, they brought in Carmelo Anthony and some other veteran guys that turned out not to be, you know, that good for the Lakers. I'll just put it like that. Not that good for the Lakers, but other places they've been pretty good players, man. And LeBron, you know, he twisted his ankle a few days ago, and a lot of people just kind of figured right then that he was not going to play the rest of the season.
Well, it turned out to be, you know, a stake in the heart at that point, right? You had LeBron missed some time earlier in the season. Obviously, Davis got hurt twice this season. Kendrick Nunn never played. Rajon Rondo was traded, and he was an afterthought. He's not really that much anymore. Carmelo can only do one thing and one thing only, and that's shoot at under 40%. So, you know, it's not there. You know, like Dwight Howard, I thought he played pretty good for stretches of the season. And Malik Monk was really their second best player for quite a while this year. Westbrook, obviously, is well documented that he had a really bad start to the season. He picked it up at the end. It just wasn't enough. Frank Vogel is, you know, he looked like he didn't want to be there for almost three quarters of the year. He didn't want to be there. And this roster didn't work. If they try to keep these big three players and then figure out the rest of the guys, I just don't know what's going to happen there. If they keep LeBron another year, they might explore Anthony Davis trades in the offseason. They'll get a great return if they do decide to trade him. But I feel like if they do trade Anthony Davis, however that goes down, then LeBron's going to probably opt out. And all of a sudden, the Lakers have zero draft capital except for their 2027 pick and their 2029 pick. So in the offseason, they're going to be able to offer the 2029 pick. And I feel like to get off Russell Westbrook now with one more year left on his deal, you're going to have to give it up. And do the Lakers want to do that? That's something that could be just so costly down the road. And you know me on this show, ever since I've been on there, I've preached, if you give up all this stuff and if you have to get off extremely future assets, now it might not look like a big deal, but all it takes is a couple of bad seasons and all of a sudden your roster's bad, your front office is bad. You know, you're looking like Houston. You're looking at Detroit, you know, Orlando, right? Like you're at the bottom of the league. And then all of a sudden that 2029 pick looks like a pot of gold. So I think the Lakers got to be careful. What do you think?
Oh, I think they definitely have to be careful, man. You know, there was some moves that was made to make all this happen that we all questioned from the very jump and kind of felt like this stuff was going to, you know, come back and bite them in the behind. Now they're in a situation where you can't mess up. You don't have a whole lot, you know, going for you right now. You're going to be in a rebuild. You're definitely going to be in a rebuild. And you got to make some important moves. And I think part of the important moves is, you know, what do you do with LeBron? I mean, that's, you know.
Well, I feel like the elephant in the room on that team is what do you do with Westbrook?
Yeah,
And, you know, with one more year left in his deal, so either you run it back, risk what just happened, or you have to trade your 2027 and 2029 pick to get off of him. I think that's a tougher situation because the moment you actually do trade Anthony Davis, which I'm going to give it a 25% chance they actually would trade him this offseason, but the moment that happens, LeBron's gone. Like, he can opt out and go play wherever he wants to play.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, what do you do with Westbrook? And I think that is the million-dollar question that we're going to have to see how the offseason goes. My take is, you know, you gave up your depth for him. LeBron wanted this to work. You got to keep him. I think you keep him.
I was actually about to say, couldn't the Lakers keep Westbrook and then build around him as their centerpiece?
You mean move LeBron?
Yeah. I mean, like, what's
the price of the second best player of all time? What's the price of him? I mean, you've never been traded before. I feel like a ton of teams would, you know, teams that have a lot of draft capital and probably a bad contract or two, you know, they might consider it. Like, I could see Dallas doing something like that.
Well,
they give them Jalen Brunson and Davis Bertans and a bunch of picks. Like, maybe that's a deal to do it.
Well, I mean, the Lakers are no use to taking two bad contracts. I mean, let's face it. Anthony Davis contract is a complete joke from start to finish. The man has not even played a full season. The man has yet to play a full season since joining the Lakers. He has yet to play almost half a season. He may have played a little over half a season. But for what you're paying him, that's a bad contract. Honestly, I'm surprised he's not the number one guy on your Anthony Bennett stars list. Because he would be on
my
list. Hey, I was about to say.
I was going to say, William, don't worry. I have my eye on that list. I have it all actually. I actually have it all figured out. It will be raring and ready to go. And believe me, there will be a couple of names where you guys will be shocked, but I feel like they're warranted. But William, you're on the right track because there is some really big names in the NBA that haven't played a game this season that makes over $30 million a year. There's three of them. And I'm sure you guys can figure them out. And they are 100% on my list. Because if you don't play a game, which in one player's case, the only way he would play a game is if he wanted to start on one of the worst teams in the league, and that team said, nah, we'll pay you to sit at home. That tells me that you're an Anthony Bennett all-star.
I would almost have to think that Ben Simmons is somewhere on that list.
Ding, ding, ding. You are the next contestant on The Price is Right, sir. Yes, he is on that list.
I always love that game show.
I mean, he forced his way out of Philly. He's trying to file a grievance through the Players Association to get his $20 million back and the Sixers fined him. And he never played the game. All of a sudden, he went from mental health to back spasms. Holy mother. That guy makes at least 28 to 32, right, Derek, you'd say?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thereabouts. But this is also something that me and you have talked about in depth off of the show. And me and Derek have even talked in depth about off of the show with the just the overall toxic situation that it was in Philly. And, you know, it I am not giving him a pass because regardless of what the toxic nature is, you and your camp, you guys made a choice. And that choice was to force your way out of Philly. So with that being said, I don't give you a pass for sitting at home because you were unhappy. There are lots of people that are unhappy in their situations, but they're still out there on that court. And, you know, and I'll even throw a name out there to you right now, Kyrie Irving. You can't tell me Kyrie Irving was happy with the situation in Brooklyn where he couldn't play a home game, but he could go into the arena. I mean, I'm still trying to figure that one out. But did you see Kyrie trying to force himself out of Brooklyn?
No, all he had to do was tell James Harden he was washed up, and all of a sudden that was the last straw. And you put Ben Simmons. The thing to me is like, fine, if you don't like Philly, great. I understand because you were bad in the playoffs. You lost to a Hawks team you were supposed to crush. And now all of a sudden you claim mental health. And now, like, Derek, to me, unless you're, like, doing crazy physical activity at home, how do you not play a game, go from having mental health issues to having back spasms? Like, unless he is, like, really exerting his body at home or doing very rigorous workouts, how else is he causing his back a lot of problems?
I don't know. I don't know, man. To me, I don't know. I thought the same thing when I heard of it. I thought the same thing. What in the world is going on? How can you be out that long and then all of a sudden, bang, you're hurt?
I think it would be a giant, colossal waste of a year if the Nets can't even get out of the Eastern Conference play-in tournament. Like, and you trade for a guy that can't even play? I mean, yeah, he probably fits with KD and Kyrie if he was actually on the floor. Yeah, he totally would probably fit with them because those two guys are bona fide scorers and dominate the ball. Ben Simmons doesn't need to dominate the ball to be good. We all know that. But at the same time, then why trade for him? Were those two first round picks that Philly gave you worth it? Like 1 year of Andre Drummond that now he's gonna be one of your more reliable centers, which at the end of the day, he's a terrible playoff center. He's never done anything with even when Detroit made the playoffs when he was their guy. Like,
okay.
I mean, Steph Curry is good, but like